KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com. Happy
trails to you. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, and of course all kinds of wonderful trail opportunities for us to get involved with. Today, my co-host is Michael Kaufman, and joining us is Ken DeCamp. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. Beautiful day today. A little chilly. Temperatures are dropping as the sun goes higher in the sky, which is kind of a strange phenomenon. But it's now 32 outside the KHUM of the world, amazingly. It was 36 earlier. But what the heck?
I'm excited to have Ken on here this morning, Cliff.
Yes.
Ken's got a great story to tell, and I'm going to let him do some of that. But just by way of introduction, Ken is a hiker, a trail runner, and a photographer. And he's got a brand new book coming out this week. It's called Wildflowers of the Trinity Alps.
Nice.
And we'll get to that at the end. But I'd like to start, Ken, by first welcoming you and ask you to tell us a little bit about the way you arrived in Northwest California. I think it's a cool story. And then a little bit about your love for our mountains around here.
Go ahead, Ken.
Are you there?
Ken?
Oh, no.
Have we lost Ken again?
We lost Ken.
How did we lose Ken?
I have no idea.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, maybe, hopefully Ken's going to, you know what, how about this? If Ken calls back, uh-huh. hang up on me and make sure Ken gets to talk, but I'm sure he'll call back. But, you know, Ken, I've gotten to know Ken over the last 4 months as we've worked on this book uh-huh. together, and he really has an amazing story.
It looks like we're getting someone calling, so
okay.
Hopefully I'm not going to hang up on you.
But if you do, that's fine.
All right. You know how to call back. Okay, let me hang up. All right, let's see. Let's see if I get this right. Okay. You're still there?
I'm there.
Good. Yeah. Okay, let's go here.
Somewhere.
All right. Ken, is that you?
Yes, it is.
All right. Sorry, we keep losing you somehow, but we've got you now for sure.
So, Ken, welcome. I'm sorry about that. I was just talking about your wonderful story about arriving in Northwest California and your love for the mountains. So can you tell us a little bit about...
Sounds like we lost Ken again.
Oh, crikey.
Crikey! What's going on? He must have AT&T.
Maybe he does.
All right, we'll hang up on... Well, why don't you tell this story?
Sure. Oh, Ken, you're there. I hear you.
I don't hear him.
Oh, I'm hearing echoes.
You're hearing echoes, yeah.
So Ken's father was a dam builder, and he lived all over the world, but ended up in his early teens arriving in Lewiston to build the Trinity Dam. And, it's just a kind of a cool way to arrive in an area, I think, when, you're just kind of put there by a job. But he, growing up in Lewiston, he had the Trinity Alps were his backyard. So he has spent the last 60 years exploring the Trinity Alps. He's never left. He worked for the Forest Service, for the Shasta Trinity.
Okay.
National Forest.
Well, let's try one more time. Okay. Well, it started ringing, and then it disappeared. I think he's having trouble with his phone.
That could be.
I think he's having trouble with his phone. Oh, well.
So anyway, he's just developed this love for the area, and he's taken his family backpacking. We said he went on his first backpacking trip when he was, like 4 or 5 years old, somewhere. I think he was in Pakistan building a dam with his father back in the day. But he's always enjoyed running around the woods and, kind of like most of us, the more time you spend somewhere, the more questions you have about a place.
All right, let's try it again.
All right.
Ken, is that you? Are you on the air with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, keep our fingers crossed that we keep you for a little while here anyway. it's like some kind of weird conspiracy. You just keep disappearing there. So,
what's going on?
I'm not sure either. You must have AT&T. They're having troubles lately. So, anyway... Michael was kind of telling your story there. Michael, where did we leave off?
Well, Ken, tell us about how you came to love the Trinity Alps.
You know, I can barely hear you two.
Really? Well, we hear you okay.
Yeah, so just keep, Ken, if you wouldn't mind, just tell us about your story, how the book came about, how you came to love the Trinities.
I know something's going on there, but I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything?
I can hear you.
You can hear me. So,
all right, so run it, Cliff.
Okay, so Michael was just asking to explain your love of the Trinities.
Oh, well.
how that came to be.
How that came to be. Well, I owe it all to my parents and my grandparents. They were absolute lovers of the wilderness, and from the time I was 4 months old, they drugged me all through the wilderness areas in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, Montana, and finally into Northern California in the mid-50s. And I grew up with a backpack. So, and the Trinity Alps is where I pretty much came of age from the time I was about 9 years old. And I've been all through the Trinities. You can't name a place that I have not been. Absolutely outstanding country.
How many years you've been exploring the Trinities?
This will be 61, 62 years.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well, as long as I've been around.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, go ahead.
No, just that is pretty darn nice.
It's been interesting to watch how the wilderness area has evolved through all these years. From a time when I was little, when you could go on a 4th of July holiday or a Memorial Day holiday to lakes and never see a soul, to having to fight.
Ken, are you there?
No, crikeys, we lost him again.
Hey, I'm honored we got him for a little bit.
We did.
Yeah. There he goes.
So Ken will be here Friday night at Northtown Books. I'm sorry. Yeah, Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to be, that's Arts Arcata.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be doing a little slideshow about his love of the Trinities, his wildflowers, talking about some of his favorite trails, and signing his new book.
Is the book out yet?
The book's going to be out Friday. That's the release day. Yeah.
Oh, man, fantastic.
Yeah. And so I guess people can get to hear more of his stories if you want to come out to Northtown. We're also going to bring him back in the spring in more wildflower season.
Fantastic. What's the name of the new book?
It's called Wildflowers of the Trinity Alps, but it also includes the Marble Mountains, the Russian Wilderness, and the Trinity Divide.
Fantastic.
So it's 505 species that he's photographed all himself over the last 10 years or so, and he's teamed up with some professional botanists so that everything's taxonomically correct.
Nice.
And scientifically accurate. It's pretty exciting stuff. It's a beautiful, really well photographed. I mean, he's got talent. He often writes in the book about, you know, spending hours lying in the dirt trying to get the right photograph of some, you know, very diminutive plant. And so he's meticulous. He loves the place, the Trinity Alps, and he also loves the plants that live there. So really excited that we were able to finally get this book up and going. It was a collaboration with the California Native Plant Society and Backcountry Press, which is, of course, my little publishing empire, my wife and I's little publishing empire here.
Nice.
In Humboldt. And, it's just, pretty exciting that we have our own, you know, regional mountain wildflower guide. We haven't had an up-to-date one in about 20 years.
That's really nice.
So,
now, I think most of us have spent some time in the Trinity Alps, but certainly not 60 years exploring it. And to get the benefit of that is really kind of extraordinary. And having it documented, in print and with terrific photographs, really makes it for a wonderful experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun to get it in people's hands. And, you know, wildflower season is just around the corner. We get some early bloomers here on the coast starting in January. So.
Wow. No kidding.
So it's a little kickoff to the summer. So excited to get it out there. You know what? Well, we'll have to try to reschedule Ken maybe in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
before he comes back to the coast for another presentation. But Sorry we couldn't make that connection.
I'll have to get him a better phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, at least we got him for a little bit. So it was before we would get him connected, and boom, he'd disappear. So, yes. I guess he has wisely given up on trying to call back, because clearly something's not working right there.
Yeah.
But anyways, Northtown Books, you said this coming Friday. What time?
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock start. Yep.
Okay.
And he'll be there for a couple hours. So come on by.
So it'll be like signing books, telling stories, that sort of thing?
Exactly. Exactly.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Well, that'll
be good. All right, Cliff. Well, thanks.
All right. Well, kind of an abbreviated Happy Trail, since our guest, we couldn't hang on to him. Very ephemeral today, much like the wildflowers. They come
exactly.
and go very quickly. Can we see how I tied that all together there? That's pretty good. Next week, Emily will be back on the radio, and I think we're going to be taking a look at an update at the Annie Mary Rail Trail, which we haven't talked about in quite some time, so I'll be looking forward to hearing about that. That'll be quite good. And, Michael, thanks for arranging for this and telling us about this book. It sounds like a really, really wonderful thing to have on your coffee table, that is for sure.
I agree.
All right,
Cliff.
Thanks. You bet. This conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at KHUM.com.
Happy Trails to you.